You are going to be Yeah. Turn your mic on.
Do our call to order. So we have a roll call.
Good. Williams?
Here.
Swangle?
Here.
Bagley?
Here.
Hatfield?
Here.
And Marquez, which is not here. So you have four members and you have a quorum. Let the record reflect that Mr. Bagley is chairing the meeting while our chair is off island, and that rules prohibit trying to chair when you're remote. So thank you, Mr. Bagley, for filling in for our remote chair, wherever he may be.
Okay, do we have any revisions to the agenda other than the one that we received in our email?
No, except for the revised resolution 7, nothing.
Okay, and as far as appearance requests?
Do you plan on speaking tonight? Do you plan on speaking tonight? Do you want to make an appearance? We just want to know if you're going to come up and talk.
No.
Okay. Just a formality, that's all. You're more than welcome to talk.
Just the ones in my email. Yeah, I got this.
So no, we have none, sir.
Yeah, I've got all these. Okay. Is there any announcements?
I have none.
I don't have any announcements, but we did hire someone new. I heard the first day was today, thankfully. And I think it will go a long way to helping the three guys out that are trying to keep the office running without any help with someone who probably recognizes we need some help. So we're happy about that. Her name is Terry, and she's new to the island.
All right. That's great. And then our minutes, draft minutes from our April 21st meeting.
Motion. I move to approve the minutes from the April 21st meeting.
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion on the minutes or changes? We could then call the vote.
Yeah, I don't have anything unless anyone else here has anything in regards to that.
All those in favor of the motion?
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. So we're moving into the public hearing section now. All right.
Yes, sir.
We're going to... So, a public hearing section, resolution 2022-05, a resolution approving the rezoning of lot 2, USS 8449, from holding zone to marine dependent industrial.
Okay, so this is an application that's been submitted by LFS. This is the property that was formerly Bering Shai. LFS purchased it from them last winter. And I guess some recent history with that, they also transferred the tideland lease that Bering Shai had out in front of the property and expanded that a bit. So they are now leasing all of the tidelands in front of what was Bering Shai Marine. So because that was a native allotment formerly, our city code requires that it becomes a holding zone after it's no longer a native allotment. Holding zone is kind of a I mean, it's a holding zone. It doesn't allow a lot of construction on it. They need to apply for a rezone before they're able to, you know, build on the property. And that is what they're doing. So they're applying to rezone it as marine dependent industrial. And that'd be, like the name says, any uses that are industrial uses that need to be by the water. So when we're evaluating these, we look at guidance from our various plans. So in this case, the economic development goal of the comprehensive plan has a mandate to make more land available for housing and businesses, and generally is calling for more business development and seafood processing. We don't have a land use plan specifically for the sub area that, you know, calls this out. So there's not a lot here. Pretty straightforward. The one thing I'll highlight is that access through the property comes up a lot. The Captain's Bay, anything past OSI is private, basically. That's where the public road ends. So OSI, the other landowners down there, have historically allowed people to drive through their properties, but there's no easements or anything that guarantee that access. As part of the discussions with City Council when they were going over the tideland leasing for this property, they did ask that LFS continues to provide access through their property, through the uplands, and they've been agreeable to that.
So they wouldn't be able to go along the road anymore? I mean, go along the coast?
So
they would have to go around?
So the coast is a public access easement, you're correct.
Oh, okay.
But generally that's for access to the water and between the water and the land. So perpendicular to the coastline, not someone walking along it. Okay. So it'd be, you know, when people are talking about access there, they're normally talking about, I'm going to say, the quote-unquote road that, you know, that you drive through the property. And LFS has been agreeable to keeping that, you know, accessible to the public. I think I know some of their construction, they've had to close it down because of like blasting or something out there, but I think generally they're open to keeping it accessible.
It's like OSI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, as far as opinions on this, I think this is a really good idea, and moving forward, as long as they're gonna, you know, provide public access through there before, like, I would support this.
Yeah, I'm also in support of it.
This is definitely economic development that our community needs right now, especially as more businesses are being sold and people are moving off the island. Like, I think this is a good idea.
Travis, do you have any comments? And then I see someone else just joined, so we can find out who.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my connection is kind of in and out a little bit, but I'm in support of this. I had a concern that I had asked during the council meeting about the access, and the lawyer for LFS did confirm that they were recognizing that the access would be in place for not only public access, but for utilities. So I'm in support of this. Thank you.
Hey, could the caller who just joined in identify themselves? It's 359-2191.
So, Mr. Chair, you have a motion on the table. Oh, you're right. It's public hearing. I'm very sorry. Right, just public hearing. So, having nothing else to add to that, I will move on to the other resolution, move those forward, and then we'll take that under new business for the votes. So sorry.
All right. So moving on to resolution 2022-06, a resolution approving an extension to the preliminary plat of Parkside Estates subdivisions. Sorry, subdivision.
Sure. So I think you were all on the Planning Commission when this originally passed. You all recall approving the preliminary plat to Parkside Estates last year. Those preliminary plats are good for 1 year, and we're coming up on that now. They've asked for an extension. That does not add any new conditions to the plat. It'd just be extending the deadline for that another year. And we do recommend approving that.
I'll add that we're only able to grant one extension to this. And if we went through this one, it was Coe Wittern's project. And he needed the extension. And I think before it expired, he sold it. But it was a new project anyway. So I really hope that the extension gives them the little bit of time they need to finish it up.
To finish it, is it that they don't have to finish construction, just finish platting or whatever? Okay.
Right. So we approved it. You know, the process basically is someone submits a drawing, for the subdivision. Normally it'll meet, and we've done this, and we have pre-design meetings so they understand the codes, et cetera. And they submit their drawings, and then we go through with all the other departments, even though they've probably been consulted. Engineering, water, making sure all that those things are available. They're going to be needing easements. Do we need certain drainage points? We want to make sure the fire hydrants and all those kinds of things are there. But you address all that in the preliminary plat. And really, platting law requires that we address anything we want in the preliminary plat. Because you don't want to be in a spot where then the developer brings all that to you as a final and say, oh, well, look, you want to know about this. So you're really kind of prohibited from doing that. So we have to make sure we catch everything on the preliminary. But because of changing conditions, you can't have a preliminary that's not built sitting out there for 20 years. So there's a limit on the preliminary. But once they final it, that can go on into perpetuity and never be developed if they don't want to do it. it's a little different how they tax undeveloped property here compared to other states. So I think that's part of the hesitation. Once you start creating lots, they're taxable if they have been sold, which that's not, we don't usually in other places, we roll back, but you guys, we tax at full value here in Alaska. So even though full value at appraisal is probably not exactly what it's really going to sell for. So in a way, it's a built-in rollback, in my opinion, because we know property sells for more than what it's actually being appraised for. But that's why there's a time limit on the preliminary plats. I have to say something to earn my keep here. These guys did all the writing, and I don't like to present their work, so.
Well, I think this would be good. I'm for it. I'm hopeful this project will go forward. We'll have this additional housing.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why not to.
I agree.
All right. Moving on, unless there's any further comments, to resolution 2022-07, draft title for agenda, a resolution zoning a 1.156-acre parcel adjacent to seaward of Tract A, ATS 1360, which brings up the area near the Bobby Stores, Small Boat Harbor.
Yeah, that's correct. And this is the one that we gave you all a replacement resolution for. Is we're still working with the state on this in their survey office. So we're kind of as they surveyed and we get a better legal description for the property because it doesn't exist yet. That's why we've been revising that. But this is an expansion to the city's tidelands in front of Bobby Stores, Small Boat Harbor. Probably heard of the the harbor expansion project for a while. It's been going on for a while now on the CMMP for several years, at least since I've been here. And also our comprehensive plan identifies expanding the Bobby Storrs Harbor. So to do that, replacing those floats and bringing them out a little bit would require acquiring more tide lands from the state. We've started that process. We put in the application to the state, which you see in the packet. City Council approved that earlier this spring. But as part of that process, we also need to zone those zone those tide lands because the property doesn't exist right now. They're currently unzoned. So this resolution would recommend rezoning those as developable tide lands, which would allow them to be used for the harbor. This would still, if you look at the map, you can kind of see it, but just to emphasize it, that there would still, we're not extending it all the way out to the tide lands on the other side of the bay there. There's still an access through to the OC and Pack Steve at the end of the bay that people would be able to use. And we recommend approval.
And I think Cameron can address it, but the substitution is because we didn't really have an accurate legal description that the state did provide for us, and that's why there's a substitution. So you can't really rezone or do anything without a legal description. And so we're glad to have that. And I think to remember, you know, some of these things, I've never been anywhere where we lease water, you know, tide lands, and we've just never done that before. And, you know, leasing and ownership doesn't typically affect nautical rules and regs. I mean, things can still move around in there. They're not going to go to a fence and say, this is our water, you know. But I think it's kind of hard to understand because I think for most people it's a hard concept, you know, we're leasing.
Well, I think
where the dock will go kind of thing.
I feel like it's basically just a limitation. Like they're setting boundaries so that people don't build docks all the way out to the edge of the boundary lines. And then, you know, because if you put it on paper and you have boundary lines, someone could build a dock to the edge of it if they wanted to. And as long as they leave the easement through the center, which no one's probably ever going to want to build that far anyways, but basically it's their back door to say, hey, we can still have access to this other area.
But I can understand why on paper and you own farther up, what does that mean? You know, it's the same thing for what we're dealing with out there now with OSI. You know, how are you going to get there? You're going to close this access off. It's the same thing. This water is just a little harder to imagine what's really going on there. So
sure. But it looks like they've got everything lined up the way it needs to. And so I would be in favor of it.
Vicki, you're a boater. What do you think?
I think it's okay. I agree. I don't want nobody building docks right there either. It's already kind of full right there, you know?
Well, remember, all those docks are coming out, and they're rearranging it all, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
So, it's just those were old, brought from somewhere else, and they couldn't really. That is what it is. I thought it looked great when I got here. I didn't realize they were that old until I got to know what the deal was. You know, because they looked nice at night to me, and
they're literally like falling off.
Yeah, I've never water. Actually walked down them.
My boat's tied to one of them.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So. As long as it doesn't sink, we're good.
I'm always willing to share what I don't know.
Well, I'm in favor too. Yeah. I know we use it for dockside discovery, so it'd be good to have nice docks for the kids to run around on.
Absolutely. is there any other comments on this?
Nope.
Okay, I don't hear anything. So we'll move on to. I guess we'll close the public discussion. There's nothing else, and then move on to old business. Looks like there's nothing.
You don't
there.
Have anything on old business unless we're forgetting something. You need to remind us, but I don't believe so.
Okay, so new business. Do we need to do a roll call before we vote on that stuff?
So you'd enter the resolution. So resolution 2022-05, resolution, you ask for a motion in a second. And then if anyone has more discussion, and if not, then we'll vote.
Okay, so I make a motion to speak on resolution 2022-05.
Second.
Okay. I'm going to vote on resolution 2022-05. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. And 4-0, you have one absent, so that passes.
All right, so I make a motion to speak on resolution 2022-06.
I'll second.
Take a vote on that. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, moving on to resolution 2022-07. Make a motion to speak on that.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. Well, motion's carried unanimously, but for one absentee. Thank you very much.
Good job. So our moving on to work session now, we don't have any new items there. Make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, if you want.
All right.
Second.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I will. Not really. I mean, it's adjournment. Let me just say you're adjourned at, what, 6:25?
Right. I think adjourned at 6:25.
Probably we'll work with Tess to send out, like, a hello email so she has her grouping, how she's going to coordinate, so she can send messages to you all. So make sure that, you know, you realize it's coming from her. We're trying to bring up speeches. Former paralegal, so she's probably a lot smarter than, you know, probably what we need her for. So I'm happy to have her, and we'll be happy while we have her. So, anyway, she's very smart. And we told her there are no museums on the island. No one's stealing her in one day. So, thank you all very much.
Good night.
Good night.